This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's revised $17 billion spending plan for 2025 has passed its first two key tests. The budget passed out of two committees yesterday by narrow margins, including a 17-16 vote. It relies on a $68.5 million property tax increase and a slew of increased fines and fees. Budget Chair Jason Ervin brushed off the slim margin, saying it's par for the course.
We've got a wide array of opinions here, stretching all the way from people who are MAGA in the MAGA camp all the way to people in the, they're the socialists.
But some say the budget process was bad and included last-minute amendments, backroom deals, and not enough cuts to avoid taxes. If all goes to plan, the budget will be called for a full city council vote Friday. An effort to give Springfield voters the power to recall the Sangamon County Sheriff was denied last night. Democratic County Board member Sam Canman's resolution was born out of concern from community members after Sonia Massey's killing last summer. The Republican-led Sangamon County Board had previously blocked a referendum that would allow voters to oust future sheriffs. Canman stands by the resolution.
We're a county board. Our job is to do the, is to carry out the will of our constituents, and I think it's very clear, in addition to what I, that they want recall.
Massey was an unarmed black woman who was fatally shot in her home by former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson. Then Sheriff Jack Campbell, who oversaw Grayson's hiring, stepped down shortly after. A Chicago police officer who was hailed a hero is now in danger of losing his job. Officer Thomas Raup was cited for bravery for assisting a fellow officer who had been shot in the head 3 years ago. It's the same incident that took the life of CPD officer Ella French. Raup is now facing firing after allegedly testing positive for cocaine in 2022. Therapist Carrie Steiner, who is not treating Raup, says CPD should offer more resources to cops dealing with stress issues.
I don't think that the Chicago Police Department offers enough assistance to their officers dealing with the amount of trauma and the amount of issues that they go through. They should be looking for more opportunities to help that person rather than to fire them right away.
A CPD spokesman declined to comment. City Colleges of Chicago is launching an educational hub for Ukrainian refugees at Wright College. The hub will offer displaced Ukrainians access to English language courses, vocational training, and workshops on how to navigate the U.S. job market. Olivia Issa is with the Nash Refugee Resettlement Initiative, and she says their goal is to help Ukrainian refugees fleeing the war in their home country.
When you don't get a choice of whether or not to leave your home, when you show up in a country where you don't really know anyone or you don't know many people, it is so hard to know where to start.
The hub will also connect new arrivals to psychologists who can help them cope with their trauma. Some more things you should know today. The Chicago Board of Education is not expected to take action on cutting ties with the CEO at their monthly meeting tomorrow. For months, CEO Pedro Martinez seemed on the brink of being fired after falling out with the mayor. Last week, the current board offered Martinez a buyout, which he has thus far refused, according to several sources. Thursday is the last regularly scheduled meeting before the transition in January from an appointed board to a partially elected one. However, the current board could schedule a special meeting later this month, as long as it gives 48 hours notice. A former Chicago Department of Transportation commissioner has been appointed to run the Illinois Department of Transportation. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced Gia Biaggi will replace Omar Osman as secretary, pending approval from the state Senate. Biaggi ran CDOT from 2019 to 2023 and said in a statement she is honored to be selected for the IDOT post. Osman is retiring after 35 years at IDOT, the last five as secretary. A new bookstore in Chicago's Albany Park neighborhood highlights the work of Asian American authors. Restoried Bookshop features books by writers from all Asian American and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander cultures, ranging from nonfiction to fiction and poetry. The shop is located at 4613 North Kedzie. Today's weather will be cloudy with some possible flurries and strong winds. the high will reach the low 30s. Then tomorrow, we're expecting temperatures to drop down to a high of 18 degrees, and we're expecting partly cloudy skies. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.